Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome to episode 561. Happy New Year. I am recording this on January 5th. So we are a few days into 2021. And I was thinking back over the year of 2020 and how I moved through it and what good things I was able to create out of such a difficult, challenging year. And I wanted to share it with you here because it might inspire you or give you some kind of ideas or what have you. There was tremendous hardship and suffering. People lost jobs. People lost loved ones. So much. This virus took so much from so many. And I don't want to underestimate that in any way, shape, or form. It took people's businesses. So many restaurants and small businesses closed up. So many clothing stores and malls suffered. The owners of malls, real estate, investment trusts, companies. It's just so much, you know. There's just so much hardship that was created by this virus in 2020. And not to mention the ongoing racial reckoning that's happening in our country and in our world, actually, as well as the political environment that we somehow survived in 2020 here in the U.S. But what I wanted to focus on one thing specifically, because if we talked about all that, we could be here for hours. I listened to a few business owner podcasts, and many of these podcasts talked about how, over the year, talked about how business owners and companies, some of them were caught unprepared. They didn't have a savings. They didn't have money, an emergency fund that they had stowed away over the years of running their businesses. And so when the pandemic hit, many of them were kind of flapping in the wind, because they didn't have financial protection of any kind or preparation, let's say. And so they ran out of money really fast in the first month or two or three or four or five. You know, it drug on and on and on. But, and then many people, many individuals, families, what have you, also did not have a rainy day fund, a pandemic fund, a cushion, an emergency fund for times like that when they might lose their job and be out of work for several months or longer. And I hate to admit it, but my husband and I operated our businesses and somewhat our personal finances the same way. We've kind of run on shoestring budgets in our businesses, and didn't have a lot of emergency funding saved up, banked for a time such as this. And neither did we do that good of a job in our personal finances. And so one of the biggest things that I saw loud and clear with 2020, really at the beginning of the pandemic, I saw it loud and clear, was that we have not done a good job keeping our financial lives fit. We didn't have really strong financial fitness. And so at the beginning of the pandemic, when the shutdown orders came, we sat down and looked line by line by line over every single thing we spent money on in our businesses and in our personal finances. Now, we've done that before. It's not like the first time we ever did that, but we haven't done it in a while. And so we removed all but essential things that we needed to run our businesses and our household. And we really pared down to a significant degree. And every extra dollar, we used it wisely. And what I can say is that 10 months after the pandemic started, or before the end of 2020, we had paid off all of our business debt in both of our businesses. We had paid off all of our personal debt, and we now have money saved up for both of our businesses and our personal finances. We always had a cushion of a reserve cushion for our personal finances, but it wasn't as big as I would like. They say, financial experts say, you should have 6 months of your expenses saved up in case of emergency. We probably had 3 months saved up, and now we're working really hard towards getting to that 6 month mark. And then also we increased at the beginning of this year for January 2021, we increased our 529 savings plans for our kids for college. Having one in college and two theoretically on the way, that's a big, big expense that's on the horizon. That's here now with the one in college and coming with the other two. And so when I think back to January of 2020, where we were financially across the board, and January 2021, it's like a whole, it's completely turned around. And we were both very fortunate because neither of our businesses were negatively impacted. Well, I guess I would say mine was. A certain aspect of my business was financially impacted. Two aspects, actually. But overall, other things made up for it. So overall, our businesses were not negatively impacted by this crushing pandemic. But I think back to how I felt when the shutdown orders came in March. And my husband is a financial advisor, and we were watching the markets tank day after day after day for those early weeks. And CNBC would be on, and they have a ticker tape, and they would show the different stocks, and all of them, they have this board of like 100 stocks. It's just like it's almost like squares on this screen, and each square is either green or red. And there were days when every single, I think there are 100 squares on that screen or something. Every single square was red, meaning they were all down from where they had started. And there are days when you look at that screen and every single square is green. So, you know, it's really alarming when you're watching CNBC and everything that's coming at you is red because it's down, 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 down. So I remember us sitting at our desks at home and watching CNBC and thinking, oh my gosh, is this going to be like a market crash like in the 30s or like what happened in 2008? Is this, how bad is this going to get for us and for the world and for the country? How bad financially and health-wise, how bad is this going to get? Well, certainly we've seen how bad the virus got. It got really bad. And hopefully with the turn of the new year and the rise of more vaccines coming online, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And hopefully the more people that get vaccinated in the world, the closer we get to herd immunity and the closer we get to our kids being able to go back to school in regular sized classrooms, sitting next to their friends without masks on, and doing their regular activities. I am so excited for that day, and I'm just patiently waiting for it to arrive. So better times are definitely on the horizon, I think, in the virus situation. And I feel really proud of the effort and the work that my husband and I did over 2020 to really get our our financial fitness much improved. Our physical fitness, I feel really good about my physical fitness, although I'm not as strong and flexible and all those things as I would like. One of the things I was struggling with leading into 2020 is I was not in balance with my physical fitness and my exercise. So sometimes I would work through my periods of time where I could exercise. And so I was doing lots of good hard work, but I wasn't getting a lot of exercise. So one of the things that the pandemic did for me is help me get that back into balance. So I feel really good that I was exercising more regularly, and I want to take it up a notch this year and get myself even stronger, even more flexible. We have a weight system in the basement. I've gone back to lifting weights over the past couple of weeks, which I haven't done in years. I've got yoga. I have a membership to, what's it called? This is the Most Fabulous Yoga membership. The Yoga Collective. I'll put the link in the show notes for you. It's a fabulous, fabulous thing that you put on your phone and you can do all these yoga videos. I love it. We belong to Planet Fitness, and Planet Fitness has videos on their app, workout videos that just use body weight or small dumbbells. I've been doing that, and then running, of course, and walking the dog. So I feel really good about all of that stuff. And I want to, and then the other things, interpersonal relationships, my own personal well-being. I feel like I've spent 20 years preparing for something like 2020. All of the personal growth I've been striving to achieve and to learn about and to do, I feel like it really served me well during the pandemic, the shutdown, all the stressors that were coming. I feel like I was able to weather them. So that's kind of a little synopsis of the good stuff that I was able to create out of a challenging year. And as I look to this year, I just hope to continue doing it. And I hope that as now that 2020 is closed, as you look back on it, I hope that you can either find some places in your life where you were able to make improvements, or I should say, and I hope that you found some lessons that you can pull out of the struggle that was 2020 so that you can live your best life from this day forward. We don't fix problems overnight. We don't achieve goals overnight. But if we can keep continuously taking one baby step closer to where it is we want to be, that's all we can do. That's all we can ever do. And it feels really good to know that you're taking baby steps closer regularly each day to getting to live your best life. So that is my wish for you for 2021, that you keep taking baby steps forward, that you've extracted the lessons and the goodness that you could out of 2020, and that now that it's in our rearview mirrors collectively, we can look to brighter, better times ahead. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope you make it a very good day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.